A strange hissing noise filled the air, said witnesses to the disaster, and that was followed by an ear-shattering roar. Racing towards the shore at speeds of 450 kilometers per hour was a vast black wall of water, more than 20 meters high. For sunbathers on the beaches and diners at outdoor beachfront cafes, there was no escape. Along with fishing boats, automobiles, trams, trains, early morning shoppers, and beach bungalows, they were smashed to the ground and swept as far as 2 kilometers inland by the force of the tsunami that came after a Force 9 earthquake deep under the sea off the coast of Sumatra. Many local residents, including numerous children, rushed onto the beach to pick up fish thrown ashore by the first giant wave. Before they could return to safety, a second powerful wave struck and swept them to their deaths at sea. When the worst of the waters finally retreated back into the ocean, bodies lay everywhere, and many hung from trees. At least 140,000 people died in the flooding around the rim of the Indian Ocean and as far away as Kenya and Somalia. Still missing are more than 1,000 people, among them 200 Indonesian fishermen. Hundreds of fishing villages in India, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and Thailand are cut off from supplies of clean water, food, and medicines. Relief efforts from across the globe are rushing towards the disaster area. Whether they will be able to prevent further deaths from disease remains to be seen. What happened after shoppers were smashed to the ground? According to the passage, what happened after the first giant wave? How many people are missing in the disaster? What may follow immediately after the disaster, according to the passage? What is the passage mainly about?